Greetings, users of the Real American History website. This is Ed Gallagher from Lehigh University, calling your attention to some ideas in soundbite number 15 and perhaps soundbite number 7. Benedict Anderson's conception, soundbite 15, that nations are imagined communities, and Anthony Smith's insight in soundbite 7, that common myths and historical memories hold nations together, hold groups together. To think about this for a little bit, imagine with me a person standing on Route 1 in Presque Isle, Maine, in the northeastern thumb of our country, and imagine another person in Brownsville or El Paso, Texas, down in the panhandle part of our country. What holds those two people together? We're a big and a vast and diverse nation. What holds people so different and so geographically distant together? Especially if you consider, for instance, that if I'm standing on Route 1 near Presque Isle, Maine, I can look into Canada and I can actually see Canadians, and I can actually talk to Canadians, and I can actually engage to Canadians. And if I'm on the Rio Grande River in Brownsville or El Paso, I can look across that river, which of course isn't much of a divide, and see Mexicans. What is it that makes me think that those people who I can see and talk to and have contact with personally are less important to me in some ways than people who are thousands of miles away? What is the bonding process that holds this nation together? I guess what we would like to focus on is the imagination and acts of imagination and products of imagination as part of that bonding process, an important part of that bonding process. And if we think of things like that, we'll start to see the importance of history in holding a nation together. And it's a step from that to thinking about film as a kind of history, as a way of doing history that is also important in holding our nation together. That person in Presque Isle, Maine, and that person in Brownsville or El Paso has probably been subjected to, subjected may be a kind of a tough word, but subjected to a series of common stories, common myths, subjected to a shared history. And it's these things that keep them together. It's these things that bond them together. Thank you. This is Ed Gallagher again at Lehigh University. Signing off.